3, verse 11. Hallelujah. Matthew 3 and 11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. He that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. The fire is here tonight. Thank God this church is saturated, permeated, and baptized with the fire. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Praise the Lord. Acts 2, 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. They were all filled. I like that. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. How did they know? They began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Praise God. No school of glossolalia out there. Just something that the Lord does. When He fills us with the Holy Ghost, we speak in that heavenly language. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the fresh fire. What I want to preach about a little while here tonight is simply contending. Amen? So we're going to talk about contending. And I am glad that this church is a church that stays in the fight. We are contending. We are not pretending. We're contending. Amen. I thank the Lord. Let's just ask God's help and let's ask God's favor. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity and the privilege again to be where I am, doing what I do in this house. You're a great God. You've given us great people. And because of that, we'll do great things for the glory of God. Keep your hand of anointing upon us, Lord. Give us strength, grace, and mercy in the name of Jesus. And somebody shout amen. God richly bless you as you're seated just now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One individual told me, literally, this came out of his mouth. It blew my mind. He said, so, you believe that you must be baptized to be saved? I said, yes, that is definitely one of the components to Bible salvation, is baptism. I said, because, you know, we believe in the gospel and death, burial, and resurrection. And, of course, death is repentance, and the burial is baptism, and the resurrection is being filled with the Spirit, new life, new creature, born again. And they said, okay, well, then answer this. I said, okay. And they said, what if you live in a place that it is so dry and you're never going to be able to get out and there's no water anywhere? I said, well, then you'll die. Why would the Lord say everybody's got to be baptized if He would allow you to live in a place like that? No one can live anywhere without water. Our bodies are like 90% fluid. Did you know that? And so, I'm just saying, there are people that think that way. Anything they can come up with to make someone else believe that you don't have to be obedient to the Word of God. But I thank the Lord tonight that even in this century, even in this day and time, just before the coming of the Lord, that we still believe in baptism in Jesus' name and that we are still contending for the faith. We're still in the fight. Amen. We are still in the fight for our faith and what we believe in, because what we believe in is the Word of God. And we will continue. And what is contending? Contending is striving in rivalry. And so we will continue to, it will never be easy. It will never just come to us. It will be something that we will have to scratch and claw for. But look what the Lord has given us as a result of contending for the faith. We give God praise for that. Amen. We have young people up here with gold and trophies and ribbons everywhere. And we have other young people that have won the victory over drugs and alcoholism and illicit sex. We have other young people that are going to graduate that never would have graduated. We have other young people that are going to live for God. And you deserve trophies. You deserve ribbons as well. Amen. I appreciate us commending those that began in quizzing. You didn't make it all the way to state, but that's okay. You began something you never began before. There are millions of young people that will never go there and never even achieve that. We have achievers in our church. We have winners in our church. And all I wanted to do tonight is take time to celebrate for those that are still contending, those that are still in the battle, and those that insist on winning the war. Amen. You cannot live without water, and you cannot live without fire. And even if it came down to where you had to rub two sticks together, you'd do whatever you had to do to get fire. Because fire is a necessity to survival. So it is. Just as water is necessity to survival, fire is a necessity to survival. And so it is. I remember in the Word of God that the man brought his son, who was lunatic, brought him to Jesus. And what did he tell him? He said, oft time the devil throws him into the water, and then oft time he throws him into the fire. And so I don't know. Maybe that was the day the Lord decided, well, I'll just give this whole world a Pentecost, and they can be born again of the water and born again of the fire. If the devil's going to try to take them out with the water, try to take them out with the fire, then I'm going to bring them into the church with the water, and I'm going to bring them in with the fire. Thank God for the fire that backfired. Hallelujah. Some have the fire, but it needs a little renewal. And that's what Sunday night is all about. And if you're not renewed by now, then let's just go home. Because this service has been good all the way through. The fan, the Bible says, is in his hand. Amen. Now, how many of you have built a fire and it was not going to work, was not going to catch on and be what it needed to be if you didn't blow on it or fan it? That's why the Bible says that the fan is in his hand. Amen. We started the fire, but the Lord's going to build it. As of a rushing, mighty wind. The fire has begun. And we want the Lord to just let the wind blow. Let's just raise our hands and ask the Lord to let the wind blow. Blow on it, Lord. Holy Ghost, let the wind blow. And let the fire that is within me become more than it has ever been before. Can you say yes? Praise God. Hallelujah. So, what is the fire? Ladies and gentlemen, the fire is desire. Fan is the Holy Ghost. If you've got a little desire, then you can have a big fire. Pentecost looks back. Renewal looks ahead. What do we need then? Pentecost looking back, or do we need renewal looking ahead? Let me tell you what we need. We need both. We need Pentecost, and we can't get away from it, and we need Pentecost every weekend. We need Pentecost when we come to church. We need Pentecost at home. We need Pentecost on our jobs. Amen. And we need renewal. We need renewal every day. Amen. So what do? We stir up the gift of God within us. In other words, renew that and restart that. Amen. And refire. Don't you ever retire. You refire. Praise the Lord. Amen. Where's Brother James Gibbs? Where's he at? Wave at me, brother. There he is, right there waving at me. I remember when he first got in church. How old were you when you first got in church? How old? 21. Just 21 in prison doing life. I mean, and he got in church. Praise God. Man, there for years, the Holy Ghost would get on him, and he'd spin like a top, man. He would just be all over the church. And I would just laugh, because that was the exact way I worshiped God when I was 21. Man, if I worshiped like that now, I'd sling something off. Something would break. And I noticed Brother James ain't quite got that spin like he used to have. Hey, Brother James, do you mind telling us how old you are now? You'll be 40 in October. What? I didn't say it to condemn you, brother. Lord, he's got conviction. He's fixing to come to the altar. Brother, I don't care how long you pray. Every one of us are dying of age. And there's no cure. But I'm just saying, he still got it. It's way in there somewhere. Hallelujah. And we might even get to see it every now and then, not quite as often as before. What I'm saying is, it may not be what it used to be, but it always needs to be. There needs to be something all of the time. The worship, the praise, the honor, the fire. Amen. All of that. The contending, it needs to be there all of the time. Hallelujah. Amen. My own pastor travels everywhere all over the country. He told me, he was preaching a conference somewhere, and I was there, and he got finished preaching. He said, Brother Marshman, get up here. I ran up there. He gave him the mic. He said, man, finish this out. And so I went into, what do you call it? When you work jobs, different hours. I went into second shift. I went into second shift. And after service, he said, I've had to do that. He said, I just wear out. And he said, I have to give it to somebody to finish it. And I understand that. Amen. And that comes with age. But there will never, ever be a time that we sit down, shut up, and retire from giving God glory and giving Him praise. I'm challenging our young people to do it harder, do it stronger, do it faster and longer than you've ever done it before. Because some of us, many of us, are older than we were before, and we can't do it like you do it. So give it everything you've got while you can until the next shift comes on board. Hallelujah. But I'm saying to the older and the elderly, don't stop now. If you used to run and can't run, then walk. If you used to walk and can't walk anymore, get your hands in the air. Shout with the voice of triumph. Do whatever you've got to do to let the devil know, I'm still contending for the faith. Somebody give him praise right now. Is that all right? Amen. Pentecost, we don't need the day so much as we need what happened on that day. Amen. What happened? Well, 120, 3,000, 5,000, 3 days later, they can't even count them. Drunk, staggering in the Holy Ghost, but not as you suppose, but according to the promises of God. We've kept Pentecost alive for over 2,000 years. Amen. By the act of renewal, refreshing, revival. Amen. And I do thank God that this is a church that doesn't have to have an evangelist every month come through and fire us up. When evangelists come, they usually leave being the ones that are fired up. I thank God for a church that is a gas station for every preacher that tries to come and minister to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Tried to start a campfire one time with my cigarette lighter in my truck. It wouldn't work. You ever tried that? Try to start fire with the on a piece of paper. It just won't work. You know why? It just doesn't get hot enough. Amen. I'm not preaching to the lukewarm. That's the people that the Lord said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. You'll be cast out of my presence. That's not who I'm talking to right now. I'm talking to those that are going to be on fire, or they're going to die trying. I'd rather die than not be on fire. I don't want to be lukewarm. Praise God. And so it is. The wind still blows and the fire still falls. Church does not have to be dead. Your experience doesn't have to be dead. Your walk with God, your relationship with the Lord, your excitement. Amen. Don't let it die. each generation and each individual must have its own renewal of Pentecost. Amen. Thank God for magnificent music, beautiful buildings, programs, methods that will never take the place of my Pentecost. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm contending for the faith once delivered to the saints. Amen. Again, contending and not pretending. The world can pass me by. I'm going to stay right here and fight the good fight of faith. Amen. For faith in a faithless generation. Somebody shout fresh fire. Amen. Let's read together Jude 3. Jude 3. Let's look at that right now. Hallelujah. Jude. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints of God. Now listen, it is a commission for us to contend. Sometimes it comes easy. I know that. But sometimes you can't hardly find it, but you fight for it anyway. Right? Amen. Hallelujah. And so it is. It is something that we fight for. There are some things that you need that the enemy can't do anything with. And that, ladies and gentlemen, number one, is a made-up mind. If you will make up your mind, there's nothing the enemy can do with that. Praise God. Determination is something the devil cannot stop. That is called earnest faith. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, how many of you understand what Scotchgard is? You spray it on fabric. You just spray it on a lot of things. Amen. You ought to try spraying it on your kids when you take them to a restaurant. All that juice and stuff just runs right off. It keeps everything from saturating and soaking in. And when you spray it down, hallelujah. That's what contending for the faith is. That's what renewal, that's what refreshing and revival is to the saint of God. When the enemy comes in with doubt, it just repels, bubbles up, and just runs right off. How many of you would like a dose of that right now? Let's give God some praise and watch it happen. I want you to leave this building renewed. I want you to leave this building refired. I want you to leave this building with a brand new desire in your heart. Hallelujah. A made up mind, a grit, determination. Who's your favorite team? Can I change your mind about that? No. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't care if it's Carolina or who it is. Amen. No one can change your mind about it. And it doesn't matter how many times they lose. You're praying for them to stay in the battle. And you can't, listen, I can't change. Why? Because your mind is made up. It doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter what Hollywood says about them. It doesn't matter what the newscast says about them. It doesn't matter what negative comes out about the quarterback or whoever it was. That's still your team. I'm sorry he did that, but that's still my team. Do you understand what I'm saying? Amen. It doesn't matter what happens in here. People are going to be people every now and then. But you know what? This is still my church. This is still where I worship God. This is where I praise the Lord. Amen. And though someone may have let me down in this house, the Lord has never let me down. And this is His house. I will praise Him. I will worship Him. I will glorify and I will magnify Him. And I will not let doubt come in. Amen. And so, you know what? My salvation, or my situation, I should say. My situation needs to be aware of the Lord's resurrection. Because when He was resurrected, that gave me victory. That puts me in a situation of ownership to victory, anointing, power, authority, and dominion, and a number of other things I could list here tonight. Amen. So Pentecost has been preserved because of the fire. But we have kept the fire burning through contending. Amen. And so preserve the spirit of contending in your spirit so the fire will never go out. It is the will of God that the fire never goes out in the sanctuary. He started that in the Old Testament. He never wanted the fire to go out in the tabernacle. And that's why we try to keep a little bulb burning in the foyer. You come by the church anytime at night and there's a little fire. Praise God. Not that it's the will of God, and not that the Lord spoke to me and said, go to Lowe's, but just something I wanted to do from our church personally, because just remembering what it said in the Old Testament, never let the fire go out, because when you do, you're in the dark. And I never want this church to be in the dark. Never do I want this church to be in the dark. And neither do I want individuals that I'm preaching to here tonight to ever be in the dark. But if you'll let your fire go out, you're going to begin to walk in the dark. And that's dangerous. Let's stand. Hallelujah. Stir it up. Stir it up. Paul said, stir up the gift of God that is within you. Amen. I like what the prophet of God said, even though he was in prison and things were really, really bad. Really bad. There was a time when Jeremiah was lowered, not just into the lower prison, but he was lowered into what you and I would label a septic tank, up to about his neck. And that's where he lived for days, until someone literally tied old rags together and lowered those rags and pulled him out. It was in this kind of situation that Jeremiah looked toward heaven and said, it feels like fire shut up in my bones. It wasn't after a victory. It wasn't after he had won the spoils and walked off with great gain. It was a time in prison when he said, it feels like fire shut up in my bones. When I read that, here's what I felt. I felt like perhaps he couldn't feel the fire. Perhaps it was too cold to feel the fire. Perhaps it stank so bad and it was so rank until he couldn't sense the fire. But he was speaking out by faith and saying, it feels like fire shut up in my bones. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care what I'm surrounded with. I don't care how it smells, what the atmosphere is. I'm telling you, Lord, it still feels like fire shut up in my bone. What are you going to do with an individual like that? I'll tell you what you're going to do with them. Absolutely nothing, because they've got their mind made up. They've got their foot on the rock. And I want you to make up your mind tonight that no matter what you're facing and what dilemma has come against you, I want you to whisper to God in the night, it still feels like fire shut up in my bones. I wonder if we could lift our hands to the point and make a confession before God that I don't care, Lord. It doesn't matter. You know exactly what my dilemma is, and you know what my victory is. You know what my high points are, and you know what my low points are. But I want to tell you right now, Lord, before God and everybody, that it still feels like fire shut up in my bones. I'm just wondering today if I could challenge someone to make your way to an altar and receive more fire, more desire, more Listen, we need that contention. We need that spirit of contending. Amen. We don't want to start a fight, but if the enemy does, we want to finish it in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And so that being said, we war against the flesh. We war against the devil. And we war against the world. And so we're going to take that to the Lord right now and ask God for more fire, to consume everything that comes against us, to let it drop and to let it be repelled and let it melt into liquid, that the fiery darts of hell will never penetrate the shield of faith, sword of the Spirit, helmet of salvation. Feet shod with the preparation of the gospel.
The broken pieces of my life.
Come on, somebody.
I want
come
to
on,
be
somebody.
Used.
Come on, somebody. Calling on the name of the Lord. Reaching to the name of
consume
the Lord.
Me, Lord.
Trusting in the name
with
of Jesus. Leaving him right now for another Pentecost.
Consume
my Pentecost.
Me, Lord.
My walk with God.
Make me more
my relationship
like you.
With the Lord. Hallelujah.
Break
I will contend
me,
for the faith. I will walk in faith and believe the Lord. Oh yes.
I want to be used.
Oh yes.
Lord, by you.
Yes, 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 yes.
Consume me, Lord,
consume me, Lord,
with the fire of your spirit.
Oh yes.
Consume
yes.
me, Lord. Make me
more
make like
me
you.
More like you.
Break me, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And bless the broken pieces of my life.
The touch of the Lord. I feel unity. I feel one mind. I feel the church in one accord. I feel blessing after blessing flowing, moving, touching. Hallelujah.
Make me more
believe it and receive it right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes.
Lord, I want to be you. By you.
Oh, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, hallelujah, 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 yes, 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 yes,
my, my, my.
I want someone to leave with a greater desire, a hotter fire, if you please. Special anointing
Jesus.
To do great exploits for the glory of God, the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you glad you've been in the presence of the Lord today? My, 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 my. My, my, my. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.